You're listening to SBS News.
New figures reveal there has been a 320% increase in far-right terrorist attacks in the West over the past 5 years. The 2019 Global Terrorism Index lists 19 countries in North America, Western Europe, and Oceania that were affected by attacks during this period. The report is published each year by the Institute for Economics and Peace. This year, it notes that far-right terrorism deaths have been increasing year on year, from 11 deaths in 2017, 26 deaths the following year, to 77 deaths by the end of September this year. But it notes that overall, deaths from terrorism have decreased by 15.2% in 2018, the fourth consecutive year of improvement. The Institute's Steve Killalay says the global drop in deaths can be attributed to two main factors.
The first is the deep defeat and demise of ISIL, so their numbers have dropped off dramatically. And the other is the Al-Shabaab in Somalia. US airstrikes against it have caused a large reduction in the number of deaths caused by them as well.
Each year, the index ranks countries most affected by terrorism to those least affected by terrorism. Australia is listed at 71 out of 163 countries, improving its rankings by 3 places from last year. Steve Killalay says the rise of far-right terrorism presents new challenges for Australia.
Yes, well, if we're looking at far-right terrorism, there's been a 320% increase over the last 5 years. The numbers are still small, but the trend is a worrying trend.
Mr. Killalay says security organisations will need to be vigilant.
I think the far-right terrorism is different than the Islamic inspired terrorism. So I think it's a lot more difficult now. What we're finding with the far-right terrorism, none of them are actually aligned with a group. So now what they self-radicalise, identify with the far-right cause, then go out and cause a major attack. Now, for the security organisations, it's difficult, really difficult, to track down.
The Christchurch mosque shooting that claimed the lives of 51 people in New Zealand in March has shifted some of the focus to the increasing threat of the far right in Australia. In October, Australia's intelligence agency ASIO said it was well aware of right-wing extremist activity locally and that it was increasingly cohesive and organised. The organisation's annual report notes,
"This threat isn't something new, but current extreme right-wing networks are better organised and more sophisticated than those of the past. Any future extreme right-wing inspired attack in Australia would most likely be low capacity and conducted by a lone actor or small group, although a sophisticated weapons attack is possible."
Over 2018 to 19, ASIO said it resolved or investigated 12,478 counter-terrorism leads of all types, resulting in the disruption of 3 planned terror attacks. The 2019 Global Terrorism Index also notes that the Taliban has overtaken IS to become the deadliest terrorist group in the world, recording a 71% increase in terrorism deaths. Asked how the global community could curb terrorist attacks even further, Mr. Killalay is resolute.
95% of all terrorist deaths occur in a major conflict. So, the first thing is that really governments need to really be careful about starting new wars. And if they do, they want to have a really clear understanding of how they're going to finish them quickly.
Nick Baker, SBS News.